It's time for Insights with Zion Matthew, exclusively on In Season.
And for those who don't know, we are currently live on our Facebook. We're live on YouTube. He's back. I'm excited. It's good to have you back. And I'm pretty sure our listeners, all those who are tuning in from those virtual spaces, are glad that you are back as well. Welcome back, Zion. How are you?
I'm well. And how are you, Saki?
I'm good. What time is it over there? Are you still at this in the States?
Yeah, I'm now in California and it's 20 past one in the morning.
Sure. We thank you so much for availing yourself. Thank you so much. I love this morning's topic. Tell me, what is the inspiration behind this one?
Look, Saki, you know, so many people blame the devil just so easily for everything that goes wrong in their lives. And I think as mature Christians, we need to take some kind of responsibility for our actions as we grow and mature in the faith. And this conversation is going to open up many things, you know, and give us a clearer perspective on, is it me? Is it the devil? And who's to blame for this? And exactly. If we find out who's to blame, then we kind of know what action to take, really.
And jumping straight into it, how can someone then recognize whether the thoughts are coming from themselves, God, or the enemy?
You know, in Matthew chapter number 16, Peter had a moment of divine revelation when he declared that you are the Christ, you are the Son of the living God. Mm. But in the absolute next breath, Jesus goes ahead and he rebukes him, saying, "Get thee behind me, Satan." What does that tell us? That tells us that there were two things that was at play here. You know, we've got to be able to understand that there is a battle in our mind. And the Bible says we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. And we've also got to understand that our thoughts are like a lighthouse in the storm. And when we have got to align our thoughts and our minds with the word of God, you know, and then we got to also understand that when the enemy speaks, it's always laced with poison, breeding fear, anxiety, confusion, and they whisper into our minds, "You're not good enough. God has forgotten you." You know, your thoughts are shaped by the experiences that you have gone through in your life. But we also got to be able to understand that some things are molded through trauma. And many, many times we act out of trauma, and it's not the devil, it's just an unsubmitted place in our lives, a place in our mind that has not submitted itself to God. And many times people are deceived and saying, "Oh, the devil made me do that," you know? And we begin to, you know, to look at the next thing that we need to understand, that we need to accurately discern, is this Zion? Or is this truly the devil? Am I sabotaging myself? Or is that the enemy working against me? So, you know, this begins to open up to honest questions and honest perceptions on what's going on in our lives.
Yeah. And maybe talking us through some of the signs that tells of a demonic or diabolic interference versus personal struggles or self-sabotage.
You know, we see the Bible speaks about the man that was possessed by the demon of Legion. You know, he could not help himself. The Bible says he repeatedly cut himself. He lived amongst the dead folk in the cemetery. But then we see another example of Moses. You know, God told him to strike the rock once. To speak to the rock, he struck the rock, you know, and that represents his own traumatic experience of going through the hardships of walking around the wilderness for 40 years, brought him to the place of disobedience. Now, we've got to understand that demonic interference feels like an external force that is causing, you know, destruction in our lives. But there are some internal forces, you know, regarding childhood trauma. For example, if someone has been betrayed by their father, they have issues trusting men or trusting their husbands or trusting male figures or fear of authority figures in their lives. And we have got to understand, you know, I always say this, if you are the common denominator in every one of the problems you face, then we got to begin to look at us. We got to look at what's wrong with me before we can blame the devil. And so many times the enemy creates confusion and chaos in our minds, and these things are based on former wounds in our lives that we failed to deal with. So often, Saki, if I had a dollar for every time somebody told me the Lord told them this, or the Lord said this, and I'm like, really, where is the fruit if the Lord told you this? Where is the solid fruit? Because God is not a man that he would lie. And many times we can become deceived thinking that it's the Lord. Meanwhile, we are hearing it from a jaded perspective of what we want to hear. And this is how many people get themselves in trouble, Saki.
Sure. If you had a dollar for every single time one said, the Lord told me this, you would probably be the richest person on this planet. It, you know,
it's true. It's true.
Listen, we are live on Facebook and YouTube, and our topic is help. Is it the enemy or is it just me? Now, you mentioned stuff about post-traumatic experiences, childhood trauma. Can those events and rejection or emotional wounds open up doors for the enemy to come and manipulate our thoughts? Talk us through that.
Absolutely. Saki, I myself grew up in a home without a father, and there are many of our listeners might be able to relate to this, and that caused many times the enemy to come and speak against my identity, to come and speak against God's plans for my life. So it is very real that trauma can open up emotional wounds and open up doors for the enemy to come in and manipulate our thoughts. We see this in the example of Gideon. God called him a mighty warrior, and he says, who, me? I come from the least of the families of Israel. Truly, can God be speaking to me? And our insecurities create a narrative of fear around us, that we are afraid to move forward, but it's actually the lie of the enemy. Because from God's perspective, from God's vantage point, Gideon was his champion. According to God's vantage point, Gideon was the man that God was going to use. So we do see that, these things create a narrative, a false narrative, which the enemy wants us to believe. You're worthless. You're good for nothing. God can't use you. Sure. You've been divorced. No man's going to love you. You're never going to come out of this. You're going to remain poor forever. So we have got to be able to understand that healing, receiving healing, is an act of spiritual warfare, because the enemy wants you broken. The enemy wants you to believe something about yourself that God is not saying. And this is how, we can get trapped in a vicious cycle where we think it's the enemy, but it's actually, I had someone come and tell me, Zion, every time I want to step out and do this, the devil comes and stops me. And then as I began to pray for this person, God said, it's not the devil that's stopping them. It's the fear of the unknown, their own personal fear of the unknown. And now is the time for us to break free from these limitations and stop blaming the devil for everything. And I say it like the Saki, if not now, then when?
Exactly.
And if not you, then who? You have got to rise and push yourself beyond any limitations that exist in your mind or even exist from the dark realm, because God is depending on you.
Sure. Talk us through the role that spiritual discernment plays in identifying the enemy's voice, and also how we can then develop one.
Samuel was sleeping in the presence of the Lord, and many times we sleep, like Jacob said, God was in this place and I didn't even know it. God was speaking to Samuel, but Samuel could not recognize whose voice it was. And that's how we live our lives. God speaks to us through different ways. He speaks to us through his word. He speaks to us through his prophecy. He speaks to us through other people confirming something that he's already told us. But we need to be able to discern, God, is this your voice? And many times we misappropriate what is God, because we want God to sometimes speak according to the way we want him to speak, and we want some prophetic words that we want to hear. But sometimes when God begins to speak, it might sound like uncomfortable to you. It might sound not in your comfort zone, but we must be able to know God has our best interest at heart. We got to train ourselves. The more we listen to his voice, the Bible says, my sheep knows my voice, and the voice of a stranger they will not listen to. So we got to train ourselves. The more we are obedient, the more God will speak. The more we are disobedient, the less God will speak. So we must be able to and listen, let me say this. The enemy is a master impersonator. He wants to come and impersonate God's voice and impersonate God's plan. And we have got to be able to know the voice of God. Because listen, in a bank, if someone ever works in a bank, they do not teach you how to identify the counterfeit notes first. They teach you how to identify the real thing so that when the counterfeit shows up, you will know the difference.
Yeah.
And this is how we begin to master the voice of God. This is how we begin to master the voice of God.
Yeah, sure. I love that analogy about working at the bank. I mean, that's how you get to know, you know, the original from the counterfeit. Exactly. Now, are there any patterns of thought or behavior that reveal whether someone's is unknowingly sabotaging their own way?
Absolutely. You know, everything that happens on the earth, there is something that's happening behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. Either it's in your emotional traumatic state or from the dark realm. And we got to see there are patterns that, you know, we consciously and unconsciously begin to manifest in our lives. Look at the Israelites. They had a direct path that would have taken them 11 days from Egypt into the promised land. But yet they circled around the wilderness for 40 long years. And the Bible says it was their murmuring, their complaining that caused them to be in this demonic vicious cycle. Listen, the devil had nothing to do with them staying in the wilderness for 40 years.
Yeah.
Let me say this. Some of you, you know, Asaki, I see people running for deliverance conferences all the time.
Yeah.
Some people are throwing up in meetings and getting delivered every week. They're getting saved every week.
Mm-hmm.
They're going for altar calls every week.
Yeah.
Why? The Bible says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Because we fail to take the anointing and the freedom that Christ has given us and walk out our deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
So we're leaving it and we are blaming the devil for things that the Lord wants us to fix ourselves. Let me tell you something. You have an attitude problem and you get fired by your boss. That's not the devil. That's you.
That's
on you, friend. That is on you. And God is trying to fix us up so that he could present us to the world as a worthy ambassador of the kingdom. And the children of Israel, they made excuse after excuse. Oh, Moses, did you bring us here to die in the wilderness? And they blamed themselves. They blamed everyone rather than introspectively, honestly, candidly looking at yourself. Now, let me say this. Are you in financial debt? And no matter how many preachers, you know, no matter how much you sow, you can't sow yourself out of financial debt that you put yourself in.
Sure.
You have got to take control of those things. Listen, you know, people talk about so many things and there's so many people that are dying because they are overeating. A simple thing like overeating, eating the wrong thing. People are dying prematurely. Can you be anointed and die prematurely? Yes. And is it the devil? Not necessarily, because many people fail to have discipline in themselves. Many Christians, it's easier to blame the devil than taking authority and having discipline in yourself.
Yeah.
And stop resisting the red flags. There are red flags in your life. You're seeing the same thing repeated itself over and over and over again. And you got to stop and ask yourself, man, what's going on here? What's going on? What do I need to subdue in myself? Is it my personality that's closing doors? Saki, I have people coming and say, there's no door that are opening for me for jobs, you know. And I said, tell me about the last job that you worked at. What was your response to your employer? Were you an unfaithful employee? How did you carry yourself? How did you steward that opportunity? You see, we as Christians, we don't want to ask these honest questions, Saki, but we have to go deep and say, God, not everything is the devil. I'm going to make right on what I need to make right in my life so that I could be a worthy steward of every opportunity that God has given us.
Sure. Zion this morning is helping us to unpack whether, you know, is it the enemy or is it self-sabotage? Is it us? We are live on Facebook and YouTube. Please do share this broadcast with your friends and family. Before I let you go, how can someone who's listening, who's tuned in this morning, break free from the cycle of confusion so that they could clearly align themselves with the thoughts and God's truth rather?
I think it's such a powerful story in the Bible when it talks about the prodigal son, because he was stuck in a pig pen of his life. And many people are stuck somewhere in their lives, and he was broke, he was lost, he was confused until he came to himself. And you, my friend, dear listener from across the world, it's time for you to come to yourself.
Sure.
How long are we going to be 50, 60 years old and blame somebody else for the things that God wanted us to heal from? Or are we going to blame the devil for the things that we refuse to bring under subjection in our lives? You know, people oh, this person fell into sin. I know the devil can bring the temptation, but the Bible says, resist the devil and he shall flee. There is a part that is on our shoulders for us to actually do so that we can walk in blessings. You know, when that boy came to himself, that prodigal son came to himself, everything changed. His circumstance didn't change first. His mindset changed first. He said, in my father's house, even the servants are better off than I am. And we have got to understand that truth is a weapon. I'm not the kind of preacher, Saki, that will come and massage your dysfunction. We have got to be able to bear the truth out there and say, listen, I'm in a mess because I put myself here. I'm in debt because I couldn't control my spending. I'm in this place of sickness in my body because I neglected my body. When we come to ourselves, and that's when God can step in and said, listen here, now, God, you can do what I can't do for me. Help me in this. Take your thoughts captive. Don't entertain confusion and vain imaginations. Your thoughts that are unchecked become strongholds through which the devil binds you up in chains. Ooh. Surround yourself with voices that speak life and don't speak death. The right people will sharpen you. The wrong people will sabotage you. Can I say that again? The right people will sharpen you. The wrong people will sabotage you. One thought of truth, Saki, can break the chains in your life. Align with God and peace will reign like a river. So my friends, all of you that are listening from around the world today, it's time for you to take back your authority as a son and a daughter of the Most High God. Don't blame the devil for everything. Put him underneath your feet. Take your authority. Be that kingdom citizen that Christ wants you to be. It's going to be amazing.
Oh, man, absolutely love it. Love, love, love it. Zion, I know that you are in the States, but in Cape Town, what's happening in Cape Town this coming weekend?
Oh, Cape Town, Cape Town, Cape Town. It's going to be phenomenal. This coming Sunday morning, we changed our times at 11 a.m. This is our first Sunday morning gathering at Awake the City, Cape Town. I've got my Awake the City shirt on. At Awake the City, Cape Town, 11 o'clock. At Awake the City, Cape Town, it's going to be at 31 Kimberley Street in Goodwood. We want to see you there. God is moving. The power of God is there. And we invite you to join us at what God wants to do. Saki, again, it's been a phenomenal time together. And we're looking forward to being with all of our listeners again. Go ahead, share this broadcast after this broadcast and let somebody know that Jesus is reigns and that CCFM is still the best Christian radio station in the world.
Thank you so much. All. Thank you so much, Zion. Take care and all the very best. Thank you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
All right. If you missed it, you can find it on CCFM's YouTube and Facebook page. This morning, Zion helping us to unpack whether is it us or the enemy sabotaging our journey, our destiny. He spoke about how our past trauma, rejection and emotional wounds can open doors for the enemy to manipulate our thoughts. And also love how he has practical steps at the end of all of his insights. And he kind of talked us through as to how we can break free from the cycle of confusion and clearly align our thoughts with God's truth, with God's word. And my good friend, please do share the stream far and wide. It is up on Facebook for those who just tuned in on YouTube as well. And we were just honored, man. It was, I think, just after 1 a.m. in the States, in California to be exact. And it speaks about, you know, his heart. It speaks about his dedication. And it speaks about the heart that he has for the people of God, making time and, you know, in the middle of the night just to be with us this morning. So please, if you missed it, hop onto our Facebook and YouTube, and there you will be able to take part in those insights.
You are listening to CCFM 107.5. Changing lives for good.